You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Tanya Bellinger of Catkins to discuss how the beginning of kitten season has been for them.
We have three events coming up, community fundraisers coming up this month, and that's a good thing because we currently have 88 animals in our care at Catkins.
88?
Yeah, we have 88, and 73 of those are cats, and 27 are kittens under the age of 10 weeks. Okay. And technically, kitten season is supposed to be just starting, but at Catkins, it started at least about a month ago. At Catkins, they have to be at least 2.5 to 3 pounds to get spayed or neutered. We just feel best for their health to do that, so we try to get them in a foster home so they don't have to grow up in a cage at Catkins. Sure. And so we like to them to go with their litter, not just single kittens, so they have their litter mates with them until they're old enough. 8 weeks is the adoption age if they're big enough. We do have several that are going this Friday to get spayed and neutered, and we'll have them newly listed on our website. And then we do have quite a few that are way too young. We actually had a mama cat who just gave birth to 7 the other day, so we have 7 new newborn kitties.
Overachiever.
It's a big litter, and so we end up having to bottle feed a couple of those little kitties.
This full interview can be found online at 98qcountry.com under this week's Reality Radio. May 12th through the 26th over at the Downtown Scoop here in Park Falls, all profits from ice cream sales will be donated to the Shawamigan Track and Field Program to help pay for a desperately needed track. The track is well used by all ages of school children and members of the community and is facing many difficulties due to damage to the point where it's almost unsafe to use. So the Downtown Scoop has decided to donate all profits from their ice cream sales to the Shawamigan Track and Field Program to help cover some of the costs of replacing the track. Once again, this is taking place May 12th through the 26th over at 338 Division Street in Park Falls. Online suppliers of aquatic animals have been convicted in Wisconsin for ignoring warnings from the DNR and repeatedly shipping illegal invasive species into the state. Lisa Hale has more.
Two national aquatic animal dealers were convicted in 8 Wisconsin counties for shipping illegal and invasive crawfish to schools, residents, and businesses. The dealers are from North Carolina and Indiana. One company was convicted of 20 citations in circuit courts in Barron, Brown, Chippewa, Marinette, Milwaukee, Sauk, Sheboygan, and Washington counties, and the other was convicted of 20 citations only in Brown County Circuit Court. The Wisconsin DNR says non-native crawfish are illegal in Wisconsin due to disease concerns, their ability to outcompete native species, and the substantial cost of restoring infested sites.
We may be coming up to the end of the school year, but the American Red Cross's urgent need for blood is only continuing to grow. They're urgently requesting donors, and they would like to remind you that as summer heats up and calendars fill, it is very important to make giving a priority for patient need, because they know that with end of school year celebrations and activities, it is very easy for things to fall off the radar. To schedule an appointment, you can visit redcrossblood.org or download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. It's time to unwind, stretch, and soak up the summer sun with the return of Embrace's free Yoga in the Park series. If you're ready to reduce stress and embrace mindfulness in the great outdoors, then they invite you to join them for a rejuvenating yoga experience hosted by Embrace and led by experienced yoga instructor Linda Johnson from the Lotus Yoga. They're excited to announce that this year's series will be held on Mondays in June from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. over at the Elk/Lion Night Park in Phillips. Once again, Embrace's free Yoga in the Park series has returned Mondays in June from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. over at the Elk/Lion Night Park in Phillips. All you need to do is bring along your water bottle, a yoga mat, towel, or blanket, and wear comfy clothes that let you move freely. They'll take care of the rest. It's National Travel and Tourism Week, a time to celebrate a state as a critical economic driver. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The data from last year comes out next month, but in 2023, Wisconsin's tourism industry saw a 5.4% increase from the prior year and raked in $25 billion. We also welcomed 113 million visits and saw the highest ever overnight stays at nearly 46 million. Breaking records again, year after year. And on average, the people sticking around longer tend to spend about 3 times more than a person stopping by for just the day. This has economically grown every single county in the state. It's also supported over 178,000 part-time jobs and generated $1.6 billion in state revenue. Governor Evers wants to contribute to the growth of the industry. In his 25-27 budget, he wants to invest in the Wisconsin Arts Board, hire more staff for Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation, and add incentives to bring more film productions, TV shows, and creative endeavors to our doorstep. And of course, continue promoting Wisconsin as a premier business, cultural, and recreational destination, as well as establish a new grant program to support Wisconsin's rural creative economies. And for this summer's travel season, Travel Wisconsin is running summer signs saying, "Here's to those who Wisconsin." It's an advertisement campaign in 14 Midwestern markets, including the newly added Peoria, Illinois. The press release says the campaign tries to inspire travelers to experience the magical moments of summer while highlighting Wisconsin's celebratory spirit and welcoming nature. For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Brewers are at 538 games into the season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. With four of their regulars starting the game on the bench, Milwaukee fell into an early hole and never recovered Wednesday, losing 9-1 to the Houston Astros. The only scoring for the Brewers, one of just 4 hits on the game, came from this Eric Haas solo home run.
Haas, a fly ball into deep left center field, and this ball is gone. The Brewers are on the board on the Haas homer.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers faced a tough pitcher.
The story of the game is the kid for them with the big shoulders. That kid can pitch. You know what I mean? That kid can pitch. That sinker changeup thing or whatever he's got going, that's really, really good. That kid was good. And he dominated us. Now, we had four basic under 1 year service time players in there against them.
Murphy said he's frustrated with the lack of urgency that his team had after only being down 3-1 for most of the game.
With this adversity and that kind of stuff, I'm not happy by any stretch because we also haven't played great baseball. And again, we've kind of misplaced our edge on a day-to-day basis. There wasn't the win tonight urgency.
Milwaukee gets the day off today before playing the Rays in Florida this weekend for a 3-game series. Marquette is adding its first varsity sport since 2013. Women's swimming will become the school's 17th varsity sport and will begin competition in the Big East in 2025-26. It's the first varsity sport added since women's lacrosse 12 years ago. The move comes as the school is moving men and women's tennis and track and field to non-scholarship sports offerings next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. While the summer box office has arrived, there are no anticipated blockbusters opening this weekend, but good variety for your viewing pleasure. Juliet and Romeo is pretty much the same story, but filmmakers opted for pop music instead of iambic pentameter. If horror is your game, check out Clown in a Cornfield. Clowns are creepy, as are cornfields. That's an absolute fright fest, and it is pulling a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. And it wouldn't be the start of the summer movie season without a good action comedy like Fight or Flight. The film stars Josh Hartnett, who plays a secret agent trying to restore his rep while being trapped on a plane with other secret agents trying to kill him. Also in the action spy thriller realm is the film Shadow Force, starring Kerry Washington, who plays a spy who is also married to a spy, which breaks the spy rules, so naturally they are in danger and must protect their child. If these films don't get you excited, check out Sinners or Thunderbolts. And if you see any of these films, would love to hear about them on Nightlight next week. Let's go to the movies. Comedian Nate Bargatze might not be a comedian for much longer. Despite selling 1.2 million tickets to his stand-up shows last year, he has huge aspirations beyond telling jokes. He just finished hosting SNL for the second time and will host the 77th Emmy Awards. He has multiple deals in various stages of production, including comedy specials, sitcoms, and films, and wants to develop podcasts, music, and more. Bargatze says everything he produces will be family-friendly.
Boring.
According to Deadline, Bargatze wants to follow in the footsteps of Walt Disney and create a theme park in Nashville called Nateland. This is getting weird. He says the person who is running Disney now is just a businessman who doesn't care about audiences. The future founder of Nateland says whatever he does moving forward, it will be with the audience in mind. He might actually be more ambitious than he is funny. Remember when Hollywood made straight-up comedies? They might actually be back. Friendship opens in a limited release this weekend and stars Tim Robinson as a man who moves into a neighborhood and tries to endear himself to his fellow neighbor dudes, led by Paul Rudd. I've seen the trailer several times in front of other movies, and it absolutely looks cringeworthy, and beautiful. It is currently pulling a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. There is certainly no rush in making sequels these days. 36 years between Top Guns, 35 between Blade Runners, and 13 between Avatars. Keeping up the trend is the 1999 rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You, which looks like it's getting a sequel 15 plus years later. The obvious title should be 20 Things I Hate About You, but the sequel will most likely be called 10 Things I Hate About Dating, according to People magazine. Director Gil Younger says there will be a nod to the deceased Heath Ledger in the new film. A release is a ways away as they are still writing the script. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. The wind will be light out of the east here through the afternoon. Clear tonight, mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunny, mid to upper 70s. And then the weekend, sunshine, mid 70s Saturday. We'll get into the 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.